Ooh, look at all these scheduling matters.
Okay. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak. We have reconvened for the admin portion of the regularly scheduled Public Service Commission meeting April 29th at 12th floor of the Capitol Building. Call this meeting to order. We have a couple consent matters on the agenda. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, moving to discussion matters. Number one is Commissioner Culp, consumer complaints, damages due to outages.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just Stacy is on vacation this week, but she gave me the lowdown here. Basically, the long and short of it is we received a letter from a concerned citizen that the MDU had some challenges, and he claims there's a lot of damages that were done. And so, you know, we've kind of dealt with this stuff before, and usually Stacy just deals with those and they work themselves out. But in this particular case, the individuals filed a letter to us, and, you know, as you both know, you can't make the company pay the individual back for their damages. They can seek those a different way, but kind of like we did in Excel, I just wanted to get a thought from the two of you if this is something we'd like to spend a little bit more time on as far as their liability and service standards. I have not had a chance to talk with Stacy to see if MDU has been had a chance to give back their response, but here we have from Karen Collins. So I guess I just wanted to bring it to the two of you to attention and just kind of get your initial thoughts, and I'll keep working with Stacy to see if how this plays itself out.
Stacy and I talked about this in our kind of bi-weekly review of consumer complaints, and I had asked her to follow up with the company and find out what the circumstances of that particular case were, because it just prompted in my mind they are required to make a reasonable, or I forget what the word in the wording in the tariff is, effort to notify the customer if somebody's out of state or south for the winter or whatever. What's the procedure for getting that stuff notified? Wasn't there a refrigerator, or I forget what all the, they know their pipes broke and they had a bunch of damage in their house. So I was just, there was a few follow-up questions I was interested in knowing about with that particular case. And I don't know if the company has responded now and we have more information or not.
Okay. Well, if it's okay with the two of you, I'll keep working with Stacy and I'll come back with more formal of a thought process the next meeting, just with her being out and me just getting back. Quite honestly, that just queuing it up today probably would be the best, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be nice not to just resolve it, but kind of report back, because I guess I need a refresher on where those kinds of issues, you know, what the solution is, or the status of the law and the responsibilities too. So,
and looking at Jack now, you're our public utilities guru attorney, right? So maybe you can get in the middle of this discussion and kind of help provide the legal summary, because I think here's the option. Do you have some type of commission action and have MDU come in a little more formal what they did, or will do a response back to them, this individual signed by one of us or something? So as a resolution, we just probably won't just not do something since he did file something with it.
Sounds right. Can you read in the, I think you have a copy of the tariff there, language?
Here we go. The company will use all reasonable care to provide continuous service, but not to assume responsibility for a regularly and uninterrupted supply of gas. It will not be liable for any loss, injury, death, or damage resulting from the use of service or arising from cause by the interruption or curtailment of the same. So it's, you know, the company is not liable, but there's
still...
Well,
the key is reasonable care.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, that's why I was asking Stacy, what does the company have documented that they did in
or
this
reasonable
case?
Okay.
And I was waiting to hear back from her on that. So, yeah, if you want to pursue that more. And
was this a loss of electricity or a loss of gas?
Gas. No, wait a minute here. The water burst caused over 100,000 damage. I thought it was gas for heating.
Yeah, I think it was, too, because it was maybe an issue of not being able to get the pilot light back on.
Or Montana Dakota's gas system went out, causing the regulator to freeze. So it was a gas interruption to service. Okay. So, okay, that makes sense, Julie. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. And then moving on to item number two, SBP cost allocation group staffing. Again, Commissioner Kalk.
Thank you, ma'am. Briefly, the three of us just got back last night, and it's kind of becoming a little more clarity of how what our role is going to be in all this. And, of course, you know, I'll stay involved at the commissioner level and the staff level. It's kind of the sky is the limit, whatever amount of staff you want to put in there. Some commissions have just their SPP staff member. That's all they do. We don't have that luxury. We don't have 120 people or 200 people. So I do think that the mix we have now with Casey is kind of our legal guru, and David is kind of our tech guru, I think is a pretty good model. And so we'll have to make some decisions on how to staff that as this unfolds. The next big topic is there's MISO meetings in July or in June. David and Jerry are going to cover those. But there's SPP meetings in July after the session's done. So depending on how it works out with our current staff, if they could be on that, would be great. If that doesn't work out because of budget needs, then we'll need to assign someone else. So I don't need – not looking
for – say the date again?
The next big SPP meeting is July 26th, 27th, and 28th. And there's all kinds of – what is it, David? Not weekly calls, but there's at least –
well, pretty much weekly, but the COG meets once a month formally. And then they also report on a quarterly basis to these MOPC regional state committees like what we went to. Because the COG, this cost allocation working group, reports to the regional state committee, which is basically regulatory staff.
So that's going to continue. Basin's doing the heavy lifting on most of the committees because it's their deal, right? So they've got people involved, but there's two particular areas that we have to be involved at. Well, I shouldn't say we have to. I would strongly recommend that we're involved, otherwise we're not going to be part of the discussion. So I need to stay engaged, which I will, but there is staff commitments on this that I don't see really a way out of it. And Jerry does a great job with MISO, and I guess the bump plan, if it doesn't work out with our current staff, we'll have to address that, but I just wanted to cue it up.
Well, this was one of the biggest justifiers for the new public utility analyst. So I think that's, you know, we've talked about what that position is, the description. I think we're moving forward with that, and I see that as being the home for a lot of this SPP work moving forward.
No, I agree, and I'm meeting with Mike and Pat, and Jerry is available at 1:30 to further define that position description that we've kind of three of us have roughed out so we can get that announcement on the street.
It is a challenge with limited resources to really find the sweet spot of being involved and having, you know, getting the benefits, the most benefits that we can, while also, you know, recognizing we can't cover everything. We can't cover everything with those groups.
Agreed.
So what's the cost benefit and, you know, how much of the time of that new position do we devote to that versus siting versus third-party damage enforcement versus, you know, rail stuff?
I think a year from now it'll be drastically pared back. It's just this first year is very challenging getting everybody up to speed.
I see. So you do see it sort of more temporary with the SPP?
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, the knowledge base will gain. And Nebraska, on Tuesday, the Nebraska commissioner is going to be here, and they're the newest state to join. So he can give us a feel for how long it took them to get into the groove of those SPP things. Now, like MISO, for example, when it started, I wasn't around here, but, you know, Jerry and Susan did a lot of the heavy lifting for 2-3 years. And then after a while, Jerry just kind of assumed it, and he's been doing that for a long time. I haven't done much in the MISO stuff. So eventually, maybe we'll get to that. But, I mean, when MISO was cooking, Jerry, how much time do you spend doing MISO stuff in a week? Okay.
I tend to try to follow what's going on and keep track of stuff and then make a decision on what's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So that was all I had, Madam Chair, just to kind of continue the discussion.
At some point, maybe it's a value to have a broader discussion about, you said there's two areas where you think we should be involved, and I'd be interested in yours and staff's thoughts about, you know, here's the various areas and what we could potentially do, but, you know, so we can have a real strategic decision about we're going to focus on this and this because of, you know, whatever reasons that there are for focusing on those things, ultimately I would assume benefits to the customers.
We could make scheduling because I know between Casey and Dave and I, we could give you our data dump from we just got, and that I think could be very helpful if you want to add it to scheduling.
And I think that's correct, and that all plays in with the whole overall discussion that we have to figure out now that I don't know if they've adjourned or not, but I think it's pretty safe to say where our budget is now and that we have the new analyst position and figuring out just overall how we're going to assign those duties.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Can we add that to number 8?
Sure.
That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Let's see. Okay, I have, I'm going to pull one up, number 7 under scheduling. I'll pull it up just for a brief discussion. I've been working with Casey and Daryl and Alana on this. You recall last year we had a meeting. We had a meeting with the railroads about this time of year, maybe a week ago, a year past. We had the railroads come in. They responded and provided a kind of an update on where they were with service issues and car availability and eliminating the shortages, et cetera. We talked about that at that time, like we should maybe do that on an annual basis, and I think that's important to do. And so we're working on a meeting of that nature and broadening it a little bit into some of the other areas where we see issues with the railroads, particularly blocked crossings and their communications with communities. And so Casey, Alana, and Daryl and I have put together a sort of a 3-hour agenda for a meeting with the railroads. We'd like to schedule that. I kind of assumed that the two of you would want to be there, but I wasn't entirely sure. So I just want to throw you the draft and kind of outline what we've got in mind for this, and then it'll help us when we get to the scheduling. But there are invitation letters attached to this draft agenda, and we envision inviting the railroads, inviting some of the ag groups, and inviting some of the other stakeholders like Association of Counties, League of Cities, and those folks who are in constant contact with the railroads, either successfully or not successfully. So the agenda would start with just brief opening remarks. We'd ask the CP and BNSF to provide sort of an overview of their operations in North Dakota, both their investments here as well as their status on service and car availability, if they have any backlogs, et cetera, and what their plans are for this year, what they envision to see happening in the coming 6 months or so through the summer and leading into harvest. Then open it up for discussion with the ag groups, both the grain elevators and some of the commodity groups if we think that's appropriate. I think they participated last year. I envision about 45 minutes for that, maybe a little bit longer. That would be from about 9:50 to 10:30, and then a little break, and then a discussion following that where we would be probably addressing some issues of more interest to some of the community folks. Safety, talk about some of the safety issues, get an overview from them on some of their investments, talk about the maintenance of crossings. We've got some issues with constituents on that. Their staffing, that's been a source of complaints. Blocked crossings and communications efforts with local law enforcement. So just then run through those items and any others that we want to add, but those kind of hit on some of the key points that we see as being issues for discussion with the railroads. We envision kind of inviting the railroads directly and then also reaching out to the groups that I mentioned as well as others as we deem fit.
Madam Chair, if I could.
Absolutely.
Looks good to me. The only thing I'd offer up is maybe we should include the short lines too.
Oh, yeah, they are included, but maybe not in the overview. They'd be invited, but do you want them to give overviews?
Well, it's just they do a lot of work in the same issues in safety and maintenance and crossings. They would be involved in those too. And if we started the smidgen earlier, we could give them 10 minutes or something.
There's seven of them.
There's seven short lines in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Last year they were there and they participated in the roundtable discussion. Well, maybe that's all who showed up, but I believe we invited all of them.
Invited all of them.
I did not know there were seven short lines. Okay. Anyway,
But they have kind of an association, don't they?
Usually Red River Western and DMVR kind of take the lead in about everything.
Speak for the group. You know, I don't know how you communicate to that to them, that mm-hmm. we're not looking for everybody to talk.
Yeah.
And same with the ag groups. You know, there's the ag coalition. Maybe they could kind of organize that, but if they use their members as resources to come here to a meeting, then they feel like they kind of are obligated to say their piece. And if 20 groups are each going to say their piece, we don't have near enough time. I think the agenda looks really good. I'm not sure that it's not jammed up. That this isn't a day agenda. If we're going
to
really have some interaction with the railroads, you know, for us to just sit and talk a little bit on crossing maintenance, if we're just going to say, well, you know, there's been a lot of problems with that and then move on to the next thing, that doesn't take much time. But if they're going to really talk about various issues they have, maybe have some interaction mm-hmm. where they think we're getting into federal responsibility versus our own, and I think you've got a day agenda here.
Well, we could do the eggs, the introductory comments, the overviews from the railroads, and the ag discussion with that roundtable in the morning, and then we could open in the afternoon with the more general discussion. And then if people want to stay for the whole thing, they can. If some of those folks don't want to, they could peel off.
I'm fine with the day, whatever. It's a great idea.
I would, yeah. So maybe 9 until 3. 9 until 2 hours. 9 until 4. 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. I mean, obviously, we could break it out. If it ends up being longer, it's longer. But yeah. I think
whether you figure 2, 3 hours in the afternoon, but I do think we're going to need to get into the afternoon.
We'll do it.
It's an important topic.
It is, very. Okay, so then when we get to scheduling, we will deal with finding a date.
Madam Chair, I forgot the three items that I moved to discussion off the consent calendar.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Okay, so we'll add that back in there. Let's see here. Consent calendar. And those items, so we'll move to those. We're done with rail. Anything else on rail other than scheduling?
No, good work.
Okay, so moving on to that item, which we'll call number 4, consent items from the refunds to the wind projects.
If I could, Madam Chair, it's for the Sunflower Wind Project LLC and for the two Antelope Hills Wind Projects LLCs. And so the staff did a great job putting all these interims together. Ironically enough, these were the three that prompted the whole discussion. And then Jerry and Pat just found out this morning that they sold the company. And so the interims are somewhat, I won't say in flux, but I didn't want to just vote on it, not sure how it's all going to play out. And I just wanted to talk to you two and get the update from Jerry and Pat to see what information they gleaned over the last hour, because the way I understand the brief discussion with them this morning before the meeting is that the company has sold another company. The certificate, I wasn't quite sure from them in discussion if it's still the same name, but I wanted them to give us their update the best they could, and us either to hold these over till the next meeting and make sure we're absolutely sure, or just we could then, if we wanted to proceed, we could still proceed today. So I don't know if Jerry or Pat wants to go first. grab a mic, will you, Jerry?
Yeah, I can talk. First of all, I knew about this before this morning.
Okay.
So, but all I have on it is I got an email from Casey Whalen, and he says that the transaction has already taken place, the parent company, Infinity Wind, has sold the subsidiaries, Sunflower Wind Project LLC and Antelope Hills LLC, to a company called SunEd. Let me see here. SunEdison. Anyway, we are trying to arrange a call for him to give us more details on it. He says in here that they want the refunds that would go to Sunflower Wind LLC and Antelope Wind LLC to go to SunEdison directly. And so the idea is to figure out how to make that happen. And
is there a transfer of something that has to be done officially here for us to do something?
Well,
we'll
figure it out. I think Josh has some thoughts on some things that he'd like to see, like W-9 forms or something like that. And
orders. I mean, we've given them orders.
Oh, the orders. I'm sorry. Yeah. All of that went to the companies that own it, which hasn't changed because the whole companies were sold. So looking up the corporate line, the companies that own the subsidiaries have changed, but the subsidiaries that were issued the certificates are still the same.
Mm.
And so he says in his emails he's not requesting any changes in any of the orders. But they're preparing a filing that SunEdison will be submitting to the three case files for a formal notification that they're now the owner of the subsidiaries.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What?
What were the three? Sunflower Wind, Antelope Hills Wind, and
two Antelope.
Third one was Antelope Hills Transmission Line.
Okay.
I said wind farms. It was a transmission.
Alana, is there some legal process to direct this?
If it's exactly what they're explaining, that the entity that has the siting certificate doesn't change, it's just owned by somebody else, there wouldn't be any siting thing. But I, off the top of my head, without knowing more, would think the refund would have to still go to the people, the entity that paid and applied and got the certificate would get the refund. I'm not real sure how you'd jump
right.
a refund yeah. to somebody else, but we can.
And was the entity Infinity or was the entity Sunflower?
There was two entities. One was Sunflower and one was Antelope Hills. And then Infinity owns both of them.
Right. But could we give it to Sunflower then in Infinity? I mean, Sunflower and Antelope Hills? Can we provide
a refund to them? I think that we'll get it straightened out on the call.
Okay.
But
we need that call.
Yeah.
I think.
And so our position, we can let them know in the call if we feel that we need to still issue them to Sunflower and Infinity. And maybe since they're now owned by SunEdison, if we just do that, everything will be fine.
Well, and the reason I brought it up to my colleagues is I was very frustrated when I heard this. These are the ones that were pushing to get the refund in the meantime. And I know it's all legal, but they're wheeling and dealing and selling wind farms. And it's like it does go back to the point of maybe we just don't be so quick to – I think refunding what we did was really good, but some of these – let the dust settle a little bit before we get back their refunds, because they're asking for refunds. In the meantime, they're selling their company.
Yeah,
that's all legal, but it's just frustrating.
And, and I always said that I didn't know why they were asking for refunds. I assumed they needed the money. It looks like this was in progress at that point, and so what are we doing with these refunds? They had to figure that out. And so that's why they wanted the refunds, I would guess, now.
Okay.
Is to facilitate this process.
Well, I think it was a good discussion, and I'm comfortable with where we ended up. So I don't regret that we've done it or made that decision.
Yeah.
So what do we officially do now? If I were asked to go to discussion now, do I ask to withdraw it to get it off the agenda? So I'd ask that we withdraw those three items off the agenda.
Wouldn't it already be since you didn't make the motions? And the
no, I just asked for to move to discussion in case we wanted to vote it. But now, since we're not going to vote, I just ask that we withdraw those three.
And is that a motion to withdraw, or is that just a...
I think you can just withdraw.
I think you can just withdraw because you have not ever made the motion. That motion is not before the whole body yet.
I think it's I can withdraw it. They can right. request to hold it over because it's who holds the portfolio.
Right. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
You don't need a motion to do it.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
So we'll try to wrap that up maybe the next meeting. All right. All right, so I think that concludes discussion matters, unless either of you have more to add, or staff. Is there discussion items you'd like to bring up? Okay. Then let's move to scheduling. Now, should we prioritize any of these?
I think 1 and 4 are the same thing. Julie, Pat, and I both put them on the agenda.
Okay. We'll cross off 4. Could we look, since we're, I'd like to get this railroad meeting on the books earlier in the summer versus later. I don't know, with the ag groups, we're probably already into bad time for them, but if we're looking for a whole day, I'd kind of like to start with that one, unless you guys see something that's a higher priority.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Did we get any dates? I know that there was some talk about talking to the railroads about potential dates that might work for them. And I know you've been gone, Casey, and I actually really appreciate all the work that you did before you left on this and getting it this far. So was there any discussion with the railroads on potential dates, Daryl?
No, I did not.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll just come up with some, and hopefully they'll be able to make it work. All right. I'm thinking we probably need to give a couple weeks to get the letters out and get on people's calendars. So probably the 3rd week of May might be the first that I'd look at. And I'm looking at the 19th as an open on mine and the 20th.
Good for me.
Actually, 19th, 20th, and 21st. That leads me to think maybe you're out of town.
I think you guys scheduled it. I'm going to Tennessee for some coal stuff for the neighborhood committee that week.
Okay.
But I think you guys go with it.
All right. Should we, do you want to pick a day, Randy, or should we let Daryl talk to them and see if there's a better day among those three, and then we can.
Are there any of these others that we need to, you know, maybe use one of those days for, but until we get to something else that maybe causes us to use one, I'd be okay with just blocking out all three of them. And
well, I'm guessing the formal hearings we'll want to have with Commissioner Kalk in state. So that leaves 3, 5, and 6 probably wouldn't compete with that. And then the work session on the first work session Brian has requested, so that one, and then number 2, that could. Oh, October. So we're looking way down the road for that.
Yeah, I'd be okay with just, okay. Setting those 3 dates and see once when. You know, I think the starting point has to be the 2 class ones.
Right. Yeah, and then we'll just go from there, 19th through the 21st.
If we get them, the rest, you know, we're just going to have to take whatever parts of their groups can make it, yeah. I think.
Okay,
the,
so May 19th.
On the 21st, Commissioner, there's a planning meeting for Mark. That's at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, 2 to 3.
I just scheduled that way out there just to update the 3 of us what we're doing, but we can easily move that.
I don't even have that on my calendar, actually.
I don't either. I think it's just me, Daryl. Just me.
Okay, so you've got 19th, 20th, 21st as options. All right, so we'll
contact the railroads.
Okay, thanks, Daryl. Work session certificate to order provisions. Okay, so the general work session on this.
Yeah, we queued it up before the vote today, and then just to follow through with a little more detailed discussion.
Yeah, those, so let's see, that could be plugged in the 7th. Or 8th, let's see, no, not the 8th, 7th. I've got some time that day. I don't know how that looks for you guys.
The morning is good.
Randy, I think you probably have a meet.
Yeah.
Have you set a meeting that day yet?
I don't know how far we've gotten with that. At 11?
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, it would have to be before 11.
How about 10?
I mean, completed by 11.
Yeah, we can do that in an hour, can't we?
I would think so.
10 a.m.
This is number 1?
Number 1. 10 a.m. May 7th.
And then how do we want to do that? Just Pat bring in the two blank ones and we just start going through them? Is that what you two are thinking?
Sure. Yep. I think that makes sense. All right, number two we'll do later when Mike shows up. Number three, formal hearing, Rolette Wind Energy Project. Jerry.
Okay, for a hearing in that, how about June? I've got a few dates here, but how about June 29th or 30th? Maybe 30th.
We've got a hearing the 30th.
Do we?
We don't the 29th.
Okay, that's a Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's just for me. I just threw that out.
Where would this hearing be?
Probably Rolla.
Rolla's at the airport. Rolette, they're very close.
One of those little towns up there wherever we can.
Okay. That would be fine with me.
29th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time?
Yep, we're good.
June 20. How long does it take to get up to Rolla?
I imagine we
probably
would fly.
Hour.
So an hour.
Do 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay. 9 a.m., June 29th, number 3. Okay. Number 4, we already did. Number 5, formal hearing, Plains Pipeline, and then the Bridger Pipeline. Do we have any possible dates, Julie?
We do. In 1535 Plains, we talked earlier about Newtown versus Stanley and a visit with Daryl, and there is an issue with flying into Newtown. So if we went to Newtown, we would have to drive.
Okay. The state plane doesn't fly into Newtown?
The runway is too short.
Oh,
the preferred date is actually June 12th, and we do have a venue in Stanley available at that time, if that works. The preferred date by the company. And that's the first available also.
I'll be leaving for Mark on June 12th.
Actually, I think the dates, I think Mark starts June 7th, but nevertheless.
Doesn't it? Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. No, I'll be back.
Next year
I'll be back.
June 12th.
That's right.
I have
right.
a conflict because I'm at Mid-Continent that day because I'm coming back from Mark going to Sioux Falls
yeah,
for Mid-Continent.
I'm gone the Friday before for Mark, yeah. So you've got a conflict on the 12th.
I do.
Okay. Other possible dates?
But we'll still tally that as blame Julie.
The next available dates are July.
July?
Yes.
Come on.
I am not making this up.
What's the hold?
The judge, Zach's availability, other things going on, hearings, so forth.
I know that what Jerry and I have talked, sometimes you got to put more leverage on those judges and attorneys.
This Judge Mann.
But he has other judges. He can't find anyone for any of those other dates.
July 9th and 10th would be the next available.
Is your hold the whole day on the 12th? You're out of town?
Yeah.
July 9th and 10th are open, but the company must want.
Well, they preferred June 12th, but they are also available on the 9th and 10th.
Boy, that's a long time to put that off, though.
Yeah.
Did they give you any other days, the company?
I worked from the judges and Zach's availability.
Oh.
Is it the judge or Zach?
It's Judge Mann.
We've had the challenges in before. I remember when it was before Wade was there, I called over there one time and said, find us an ALJ. I mean, they're supposed to be there. We need them. We pay them.
It seems like I recall this discussion like from 2 years ago or something. There's other ways to get an ALJ than through Wade, isn't there? Can't like
Jack could be an ALJ.
We can just pick an attorney to be the judge, right?
Where's our general counsel at? But that's my understanding is that you can have any attorney can be an ALJ if they're certified.
I have a comment, I guess. I've often asked Alana about whether she could do it, and she's indicated that there's a certain amount of training that you need to have, a certain amount of, like, a certification type of thing to do that.
Okay, well, I'd like to, before we get tangled up too much in that, let's find some potential other dates that work for us and throw them out there and see if Wade or Judge Mann can, not wait, Zach or Wade can work around those with other judges.
Okay.
So I'm looking at this, the 18th.
Works for me.
That works for me. So we're talking June.
June 18th, yep, would be a potential. June 16th would be a potential for me. Although that puts us right back to back with the Dakota Access, but either way.
And the meeting the next day.
Yeah, so that's not a good idea.
If we had to, I'd prefer that to waiting another month.
The 19th would be a possibility, too, for me.
It works for me.
I could reschedule.
So throw out June 18th or 19th, and these then would be potential ones for Bridger. Are we looking at the same problem?
We are.
The next week of June 22nd through the 20th, I'm totally open on the 24th and the 25th.
We've got that pipeline thing in town, but the 25th for sure, and I could do the 24th if we had to.
I can make those work.
Yeah. And that's the frustration, is our calendars are the ones that should be driving this, not the contracted attorney or the ALJ.
So there's a couple more dates to look at in June and see if we can come up with something. Should we? Okay, so the 9th and 10th, just as a backup. The 9th, both of those days are open for me.
Which days?
July 9th and 10th.
The 9th would be better. The 10th, are we taking off to Nehruk that day on the 9th?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
The 9th is probably better. Because I bet I'll try to leave in Nehruk and then sometime that 10th.
Yep. So, All right, so you have, I think, five or more dates there to work with for both those hearings. And if you can just keep me posted, Julie, when you...
No, we're looking at Belfield then for the Bridger. Is that still...
Yep.
All right. Now, there's no airport in Belfield, so that would have to be driven.
I would think we could drive to Belfield.
Yeah.
For sake.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. And then
stop at the Dairy Queen if we drive.
Yeah.
And
it's the same thing with Kildare. You know. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other one is in Stanley, right? Okay. The Plains. Okay, so that's 5 and 6. We did 7. You wanted to have we wanted to plan an SPP discussion.
Yeah, I don't know that there's, as soon as we could find a free day, probably. I think between David and Case and I put that together pretty quick.
Can we piggyback with something else that's kind of already on the schedule, maybe?
Sure.
Rather than finding a free day. A day that's totally free, I'm saying. I'd rather.
For some reason, May 15th is wide open, or we could do it the afternoon of like the May 13th after if the meeting day.
Or what about the 7th?
I was wondering, too, if we could move it up and get to it more quickly than that.
Maybe May 7th? That would be the afternoon. Well, you're tied up in the afternoon?
Well, I was on the road by 2-ish, 3-ish. That would work.
Yeah, maybe just start at 1. Okay. Right after the lunch.
Sure, that's perfect.
1:30 even.
Okay.
So 1:30.
Before you punch that in completely, do we have things on the 4th?
Of May? Yeah.
Yeah. I have something in the afternoon, but...
I'm in Fargo for the CapEx dedication.
I'm in everywhere for SPP's tour.
And then the 5th, we're pretty much tied up. and the 6th were tied up. So, and the 7th.
Okay, so 1:30 on the 7th then, right? Is that what you said?
So that means that we have a 10, 11, and 1:30. 10, 11, 12, 1:30 that day.
Do you want to notice that in one of our offices? That way they can be cleaning up in here and we don't have to throw people out.
Sure. That's a good idea.
I'll offer up my office if you want, Daryl.
Okay.
So the 1:30 SPP discussion will be in Brian's office.
Just be the three of us and whoever else wants to come in.
With staff. Okay. And then I wanted to just see if this afternoon at 2:30 we have a executive session, if we could, if you guys would be available before that, maybe 2 or 1:30 to talk about the allocation of office space.
I've got a meeting with Pat and Mike to talk about the what you call it, position description.
At
1:30.
1:30.
But we could be done by 2.
Okay.
I think that'll take long.
And we
or we could start at 1:15. Pat, you available at 1:15? Sure. Yeah, we'll be done by 1:45. How's that sound?
Okay. Well, I think if we have till 2, you...
Okay.
If we have from 2 to 2:30 to discuss that. We've heard from OMB that we have 2 offices now, so we need to make a plan. I've been working with Daryl and Josh and have some proposals, so we can start with that and go from there.
Okay, so that's at 2.
2 o'clock.
2:30, our executive session.
Yeah.
3:30, something else.
Maybe we should say 1:45. We might talk long. 1:45, let's say, if you think you're done, Brian. 1:45 for the office allocation.
Pat and I and Mike can't talk too long.
Do we have something after the executive session?
I thought I saw somebody wanted something at 3:30 today. Or is that when you want to do the
I was thinking... now I'm getting concerned that I'm forgetting something. I think this was it. Okay. I think this was it.
But both of those will be in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else we've missed?
Do you think it's appropriate for, let me rephrase, I think it's appropriate for one of us to get a hold of Dale Chase. This is unacceptable in my mind.
Sure. I'm happy to give them a call.
Who's that?
If I can get a phone number for Wade.
Call Judge Mann up and say, hey, we need to get more people.
Okay.
Or we'll just get a different attorney. I think.
But that's their job. He needs to be the one contracting out more attorneys.
But if they don't, I think we go elsewhere. I don't know what else we can do. We can't just put everything off.
No, I agreed. Forever. Agreed.
No, that's very true, because we're the ones that get blamed for not getting these things approved.
Our schedule's not the holdup.
Right.
It is sometimes. But
sometimes. Okay, if there's nothing else that anyone needs, okay, Pat. Oh, you're here to help with that one. Okay, sorry about that, Pat. Work session, renewable energy credit.
And then when Mike talked to me about it before, he said there's no sense doing it until there's more clarity on the order, the final 111D stuff.
Okay.
So I don't think it really matters when in October, unless he gave you something different, Pat.
He just said sometime in October, 2 hours starting at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Too late. All booked up.
Okay. I'll tell.
I don't know. I'm just looking at the first week. This, without any rhyme or reason, the 6th.
That's fine.
10 o'clock.
October 6th, 10 a.m. That's in here, right?
Yeah. Should we schedule out our next meeting? Next meeting, the rest of the meetings for the year.
Did we do that, Daryl?
We already have that.
But then they're not on the calendar, though.
I thought we only went to September.
Went through the summer.
Oh.
We went through the summer. That is correct, Commissioner. I'm sorry.
But then we could even pick out
September 2nd.
Pick out the Christmas party and whatever else we normally do in our...
Let's do that next time.
That much thought to that. So.
I think that's a good idea. We should do that. We need to carve out a time for the summer barbecue, and let's do all of that on the next agenda. Okay.
The summer barbecue. The Crispin Ranch.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. We will call this meeting adjourned.